99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to the sunny side. And no, this is not Joyce. Yes, Joyce is on leave. She's taking some rest, and I'm here to make you feel good while she's away. We're going to have a swell time. No, I'm not going to bring table talk here. And maybe, just maybe, we might have some arguments back and forth. But you know, this is a bit different from table talk, you know. So we're going to have a good time for the next 2 weeks while she's away. So get ready for some Wemimo action on the sunny side. It's Radioactive this Monday. That means we'll look at stories that are important in the news today, and I'll take your reactions and your thoughts to them. We'll do that in the first half. In the second half of the show, we have a conversation regarding COVID-19. COVID-19 is still very much here. And we'll look at what makes fake news. You're going to tell me how you and how we all agree on what we decide is fake news. Taking a cue from Oyakhilome, Love World Television getting fined in the UK. We'll talk about the concept of fake news and how these links up with COVID-19 vaccination choices. Your choice to either take the vaccine or not. Okay, now, what and who and how do we generally determine fake news? Of course, this will be riding on the conversations around faith and your beliefs and the things that make up your belief system. Welcome to the sunny side. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. You can join this conversation on Twitter. Use the hashtag Nigeria Info SS, SS for Sunnyside. You can also join us on Facebook. Drop us a comment on the post you find there and all of our social media handles. That's what we have for you today. The phone number I'll give to you in a moment when you can join the show and call. That's 0700-993-993-993. We have a number for female callers, and that's 0146-57190. Let's talk about money. On the first half, let's talk about money. Now, the Edo State governor made quite a statement, quite an allegation, saying that the Nigerian government, the CBN, printed 60 billion naira to augment what the three tiers of government shared amongst themselves in March, depicting that Nigeria was in huge financial trouble, and that the federal government had printed 60 billion naira in March as part of federal allocation. The CBN and the Ministry of Finance have come out to say, we don't know anything about this. Okay, so you tell me your thoughts and reactions to these. Send your messages also to WhatsApp. I'll see if I can take comments from there on 08095975805. 08095975805. Is Nigeria in a deep mess? How deep is this mess? Jimmy, it's our money. Why can't we print it? No, you can't print money like that. But if the government is doing that, what would that infer? This is The Sunny Side. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. I'm hot on the first break. I'll be back, and then the conversation fully begins. Don't go away. My name is Wemimo Adewuni, and yes, this is The Sunny Side, 12 p.m. till 3 every weekday, Monday to Thursday, actually. So let's talk about printing money in Nigeria, and if the government is totally in debt, and if we're taking now possibly taking illegal means to try to get the government out of whatever trouble we're in financially, where could this lead us? If the government is truly in trouble and we still need to, you know, make money for the various tiers of government, especially to the state, should we start having conversations? We started having conversations, our Nigeria Info at least, around having financial independence for the states. Let them source for their monies. Let them look for a way to do it. But the federal government, I mean, according to this allegation by the Edo State governor, is trying all means to ensure that it takes care of the states. Next question will be to ask, then where's the money gone to? 60 billion naira in March? Have you felt the impact? 0700-993-993-993. For female callers, please reach me on 0146-57190. All right. Good afternoon to you.
Hello. Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Yeah, my name is Iman. I'm calling from Ibadan.
Welcome.
Yeah, I think I want to talk about the governor, Basike Konshari, 6 billion.
60,
I think he's a 60, city governor.
60 billion.
60. Mm. Yeah, I think he's a city governor. Before he come out to say such a thing, he has a good evidence. You know, we are not talking about just ordinary person. He's a city governor that normally have meeting with other governor, with the president and other executive. So maybe the money at that time that either was brought up, maybe the money was not gotten to him, or maybe something wrong somewhere that makes him to speak out.
Mm.
So that is the reason. Please, Wemi Mo,
yes,
can you educate us more how money is being printed in this country?
Okay. I'm coming. I'll do that. Don't worry. I'll do that on the show. Thank you. I'm sorry. But don't worry. I will do that before I leave. Chinedu is here from Ajawa State. Welcome to Sunny Side.
Yeah, Wemi Mo. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Sorry, don't be offended. I'm not trying to deviate. Like a female caller's number, some men call, you will restrict and ask them to go out. What if women call to 0770? Do you stop them to go to their number?
So the 07, I like your question. There's nothing wrong with it. The 0700 number is actually about five numbers that we compress. When you call one, you are split into about four, five lines. Do you understand?
What am if women call on that number?
Women don't call, usually call those numbers. And you know, understand what we're trying to do, right? Because most women don't participate actively in issues that concern them. So this is a way of encouraging women so they don't have to go through the route of queuing up so long. We encourage them to call. You can see that it's working. You'll agree it's working.
They have to work hard because it's gender equality.
That's exactly what we're doing. Gender equality. We give you four lines.
You don't have to give a special number to them.
Why not? I just told you why. Unless you're not listening. We're actually not equal. We're just trying to attain that equality. If we were equal, then the women would be calling as much as men do. But they don't because they are saddled with taking care of the kids, running the home, running runs while you are, you know what I'm talking about.
I'm sorry for distracting your attention.
It's all right. It's all right.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Ambrose is here from Moway. Thanks for calling the Sunny Side.
Yes, Adewuni. I think before I even go into the issue, I think it's a matter of interest. If you go to Wazobia, we may call so often.
Okay, your line is gone again. Well, let's stay with the topic. And again, I mean, whatever you would think is all right. Essentially, it's all right. But we know what we're doing. And you would agree, when it comes to matters of politics and the things that matter, most women don't call. Not because, and it's because society has made them think that they cannot participate. So what we're doing is to let those who can participate have a way to get through to us. Simple. QED. All right. Let's get back to the conversation around money troubles in Nigeria. And Nigeria possibly doing something illegal to get herself out of it. Should we let the governor? This is a sitting governor, by the way. Uche is here from Banana Island. Thank you for calling the Sunny Side and welcome to the show. Welcome, Uche.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
So, Nigeria, they know how to print money in this country, but why are we borrowing money then?
Abio, she just print everything.
How to print this money.
Thank you. Oh, my God. Uche, you're just pure vibes. Like, why don't we just print all the money we need then? It doesn't work like that. There's money to be printed legally. There's the one to be that could be legal if you print it. Okay. And 60 billion naira is not, I mean, that's a lot of money. Now, the Ministry of Finance has come out to say, I mean, there's the report here in the Punch newspaper, quoting the spokesperson of the CBN, Osita Nwanisobi, I hope I caught that right, who said that he was not aware of any 60 billion naira that was printed. According to him, I'm not aware. that such money was printed by the government. Similarly, when contacted to speak on the money that was allegedly printed in March 2021, the Federal Ministry of Finance, Budget and National Planning said inquiries on the matter should be directed to the governor who made the allegation. How does that make you feel? Eze is here from Ogun State. Welcome.
Hey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, so you see, the issue of this is your line, we outside of Lagos State, you should create a line for us.
That's all right.
Every day we try, we will not get on the topic.
That's all right.
So you try to give us our own line.
Okay, I hear. Let's take with the topic now.
We are Nigerians.
Everyone. Yeah, okay.
And the issue of money.
Mm-hmm.
This money shouldn't be a problem for us. At least every home should have an printing machine in his or her house.
Everybody should become CBN, printing money, huh?
Of course now. Just wake up, you say, I want to spend 1 million today, you go and print it out.
Oh, wow.
For us to wait for, even the money itself is not printing in Nigeria here. So at least, when we do it like that, we know how to manage ourselves.
Thank you very much, Eze, for calling. It doesn't work that way. You can't do that. Let's speak with Ify, who's on the line, and I would explain to you before I take more calls the idea behind printing money. Okay, Ify is here. Good morning, Ify.
Hey, how are you?
Great, thank you.
Yeah, I heard the governor say it live on TV that they printed 60 billion meant what was shared that month. I said, we don't go to Uganda during Idi Amin. Remember, I don't know how old are you. But during Idi Amin was just free. When you tell the president, money is finished, he said, go print. Go and print. Print the money. It's Ugandan money. Is that what they want to turn Nigeria to? Oh, my God. We are in big trouble. We are in trouble.
Thank you so much, Ify, for calling. Thank you, I appreciate it. Side 99.3 Nigeria Info. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Thank you. This is Pastor Martin.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah. Please, our government should be allowed to do whatever they want to do because it is what they like that they do. We shouldn't even be complaining about we voted them in. We fought and vote them in. And then we should allow them to rule the way they want to do until their tenure is over and we vote them out. The money, nobody should be asking where the money is. They themselves, they know where the money is. They know where it is. They are the one that cast away the money from this country. They have plunged us into where we are today. And so, in fact, they're just doing, just pray that God should help you to survive on your own until God visits us with somebody who truly wants to be a patriotic Nigerian, who will rule us with that kind of understanding that he's a Nigerian, that whatever he does will affect him or his or the generation after him. There is no way he will, after his children, they have relatives, that will be part, that will partake of whatever evil they do in this country. You understand me? So we should not bother. We shouldn't worry ourselves. God knows how to judge people. He will handle it all.
That's quite some optimism there. It says, don't worry, God will handle it all. Quite optimistic. Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, William.
Yes, please. Welcome to the show.
John from Ilejuleki.
Welcome.
They say, we're not there for first aid.
For what?
on our leaders, they say Nigeria never fair. But they print money illegally.
Calm down. They have not told us that they printed the money. Obaseki alleged that they printed money, 60 billion naira. The CBN and the Minister of Finance said they know nothing about it. We should go back and ask the governor who said so.
Which one will you take? We know this country now. You know, remember more when they changed the name of Nigeria into the Federal Republic of Lion. They will still deny it. They would deny you and I know that they would deny it, but I think it's a hint by Obaseki. You know, there's no how you would do something that somebody will not know. Maybe other governors must have covered it, but him feel like, okay, I don't want to cover such a thing.
Anyway, you might be right. You might be right. It might just bring it to our attention. But again, if the other governors do not corroborate his story, if the CBN denies it, if everyone says that's not what it is. It is what it is. What can you do about it? 60 billion naira is a lot of money. After this call, I'm going to explain the idea of money printing to you. Johnson is here from Ishaga.
Yeah, Wemimo, how are you?
I'm great, thank you. Good afternoon.
God bless you, ma'am.
Bless you too, sir.
The topic you are discussing this afternoon, is... it is a professional subject, and I don't think anybody is just. I don't think anybody can just begin to, you know, contribute, because printing of money. There are conditions.
Yeah.
That we have to first happen before money is printed. One, if the country is at war, hello, are you hearing me?
Yes, I'm with you.
If the country is at war and the mind is generally very low because government has used all their money in sponsoring the war, So government in that condition can print money. I have never heard of illegal printing. When government print money, you say it is illegal. You only talk of illegal if it is printed by, you know, so if it is printed outside central bank. And then we are talking of, what do they call them now, scammers, you know, who print money that is
counterfeit.
Yes, counterfeit money. So that is the only money that we say it is illegal. If it is coming from CBN, it is not illegal, man. So let's get this point clear. Now, the conditions that has to warrant the printing of money, is Nigeria yet experiencing it? The answer is yes.
Yes,
madam.
Tell me about why. I mean, your thoughts.
I am saying that is Nigeria in those conditions that warrant printing of money, like war time? Madam, Nigeria is experiencing war.
But you understand. I mean, you speak like someone who understands. I was going to take your call before I start to explain the idea behind printing money. But since you seem to understand this a bit, you would agree with me that printing more money could drive us into hyperinflation. I mean, the idea is not just it's not just when you are at war. Right now, the only country that can print money, and I mean extra money, as much money as they want, and get away with it, and also become a richer country, is the U.S. Any other country who tries it is the U.S., the United States, because the dollar is in great demand and the economy is sitting in such a pretty place that the dollar, if printed, will grant the U.S. more value. For Nigeria, it's going to be the reverse. If we continue to print more money, you remember that the government regulates inflation or attempts to regulate inflation by looking at how much money is in circulation, including foreign exchange, which is why the CBN will say, if you bring, we want you to bring foreign reserves. So for every $1 you bring, we'll give you 5 naira. You know that's happening right now.
Yes.
It's an attempt to control the demand for foreign exchange. Money is beyond the notes. There is an idea and a connotation behind money that's beyond the notes that you are holding. So beyond war, there are other factors. And I don't agree with you that we're in that place where we should continue to print money.
I agree with you.
Thank you very much for calling, Johnson. We are now on the same page. So let me take a break and explain this idea of money to you. Money is beyond the notes that you hold on your hands. Money is a connotation. Give me a synonym for connotation. Is an idea. Let me put it that way. Money is not just a paper. The paper is a representation of the connotation of what money is, of that money can buy, that the fact that money can buy something. I can get something from you if I give you this. There's a value, right? It's about the value behind it. And government tries, like I've explained, to regulate inflation. Inflation talks about the amount of money in circulation as well as what that money can buy. So, which is why you would say, but we must increase the minimum wage because 18,000 naira 15 years ago is definitely not 18,000 naira today. But of course, the notes are still the same. But what you can buy with 18,000 naira years ago is not the same as what you have now. You also see that it plays out that when the government, I don't know why this happens in Nigeria, but if there's increase in salaries, somehow it affects every other thing. People think there's now more money. You see what's behind the idea of more money. So when there's more money in circulation, if you recklessly, if you recklessly print money and just make so much money available, which is why everybody cannot print money in their houses, because then the value of money would drop. Do you understand? So if you all can print money in your houses, it will lose value. That connotation of what makes it 1,000 naira note would drop. But we need our 1,000 naira to be worth 1,000 naira, or at least close to the concept of 1,000 naira. Otherwise, 1,000 naira could be worth 100 naira. Do you understand? So that's a problem. My last caller was right. It's not illegal if the CBN prints it, but it's against the value of the idea of money in circulation. And it could lead us and drive us into hyperinflation. I hope I've been able to explain as much as possible so you can understand. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
My name is Olayinka Olatunde.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I think what is really happening in this country, sometimes it looks as if they are not aware what is happening in the country. And then if the government will do some things and we are pretending as if they are not aware of it, does not mean you don't know what is going on. Now, if somebody comes out openly and said there's a printing of fund of money, and some CBN whatsoever is saying that you should go back to the governor, are we not saying that they don't know what they are doing internally? That we are not talking to us, we don't know what is going on. But we want their disgrace to be open. And when it's open, they will know, oh, this is what you have been doing. But themselves, they begin to expose themselves. And this is the level this country is going into. Now, if there's some people, including the palliative, other things, you start the people you are controlling, you are going on. And you're over there spending the money, locking the money, doing yourself no man is a no man business. These are the people that pay for your house, for your rent, for the house you are living. They clothe you, they give you food to eat, and you're using their money to live large. In the same country, of the money that belongs to everybody, I think they must be, I'm not sure they are in the right sense. Sometimes I imagine these people, they are not qualified to be a class captain, talkless of ruling the nation.
Thank you very much. Let me speak with Friday, who's calling from Ikoyi and is calling for the first time. Welcome to Nigeria Info, and this is the Sunny Side.
All right. I love it because I always like to listen.
Thank you.
I can listen from morning till night. I don't care to call.
Thanks for calling
but
today.
This one, I need to learn my voice.
Okay.
Concerning the issue of printing money.
Mm-hmm.
And this government should not forget in a hurry how they were accusing former administration, how they were turned CBN, put as ATM. So I'm sure they are not trying to do that because they were against that. So they should not turn CBN to ATM of they needed money, they will go and put card to withdraw because they were against that government then. Thank you.
That's thank you. Thank you very much, Friday, for calling. I appreciate your call. On WhatsApp, I've got a question here. You didn't tell me your name, though. Is asking, or she's asking, I don't know, can money be printed without the consent of the central bank, governor, minister of finance, and others concerned? Answer is no. Adebola helps me on WhatsApp, says, well, Mima, what you want to say is that money is a legal tender. Yes, it is. It's a legal tender. There's a value behind it that makes it money. Otherwise, it could just be any paper, right? It could just be any paper. The reality of a battered economy, which they have been struggling to hide, is here with us. They fooled a lot of people to believe that the economy is getting better. And now it's obvious we are now a semblance of Uganda. Under Idi Amin, Nigerian, sorry, it says Steve Ofere from Ijaniki. Now, remember that the CBN and the Ministry of Finance have said they don't know anything about it yet. Also, Governor Obaseki did not give us proof. Okay? So this matter would have been simpler to solve if Obaseki had proof, say a voice note, a memo, you know, anything that showed us that it really happened. Otherwise, anybody can get away with it. David is in transit and is calling the sunny side. Welcome to the show.
Yeah. Good afternoon, Wemi.
Wemi Mo, good afternoon to
you. Wemi Mo Rada. Yeah.
That's all right.
Yeah, the federal government printing our currency.
Allegedly.
Allegedly?
Mm-hmm. Hello?
To say that is another evidence of a failed state. That Nigeria is already a failed state. That is just the implication. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you very much. Actually, it leaves a lot to the imagination. I mean, it makes you wonder what's really going on and if really things are nosediving. If we 60 billion naira? That's a lot of money. Hello?
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
My name is Mike, calling from the Janiki.
Welcome.
About CBN printing money, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
My contribution is this. Governor Obaseki is in a position to know what's going on in this country. That is number one. He's an insider. And anybody who says the CBN is denying it all over the place, but Governor Obaseki is an insider.
Mm.
So whatever he says, there's an element of truth in it.
And you know, it could be either ways. Like I said, you know, if there was evidence, everything needs to be evidence based. Maybe there's some truth in it. Maybe not. I mean,
he just cannot come from the moon and just say anything like
he
that.
He can.
Because, okay, the central bank now is denying it.
Yes.
So they should go back to Obaseki to find out how he managed to get the. With this government, we all know that it's a government of hide and seek. And it's a government of hide and seek. Nobody knows what is happening in government. It's just a pity. You see, this is the change Nigerians voted for, even though they didn't vote. This is the change that all we all voted for. The government of hide and seek.
Mm-hmm.
The government does not tell Nigerians what is going on. We don't know what is happening in government. It is just a pity and it's a shame. Fayose said it all before that those who voted for this government should go and ask God for forgiveness. So please, just let it lie low. Nigerians should lie low. And let us adopt the philosophy of Bola again. Don't look. So that's it. Thank you very much
for calling. Let's speak with Joseph from Ikoyi. Welcome to the sunny side. Welcome, Joseph. Good afternoon.
My name is Joseph.
Welcome to the show.
What I'm praying for this country every day is
them, all of them, will expose themselves one day. All of them, whether the person knows the truth or the person that lies, all of them will expose themselves. And I continue the prayer until this is where the eternal step down. And the, before they step down, they will still expose themselves. Thank you.
Thank you very much. It says they'll begin to expose themselves one after the other. Maybe. Maybe not. We can just be hopeful. But again, this would open up your mind to ask questions about the real and true state of the economy. And if things are, I mean, question is, what can we do about it? But it just opens up your mind to ask more questions. I'm heading on to Twitter at Nigeria Info FM to take some of your comments on this conversation today. Pabla for sure says, the government have the right to print its own currencies anytime. They can't do that, because they can, but they shouldn't. Yeah, that's a proper way to put it. They can do it, but they shouldn't do it. They shouldn't print money anytime, print currencies anytime. Says, but they must follow due process, otherwise our currencies become useless like ordinary paper. Why printing money? They should also have credited their account. Says, as usual, they've denied. James is here from Akute. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Okay, concerning the printing of money.
Yes, please.
Before Obaseki come to and say that, look at what is happening in our country. I know Obaseki is a man of his own word. He doesn't talk anyhow. If you listen to most of his statements, he doesn't talk anyhow. Before he makes up a statement, you know what he's saying. Even though he don't have the proof to prove it, but he know what he's saying. So me, I go and say, you people, should be on the center, not that defend this our government. You know, not that defend this our Buhari government.
Who are you talking about?
We are into a deep sea. We are trying to survive this country by all means. Please. Let us expose them. Because the government that is bad is bad. This government is bad. They want to kill us.
Ah. Okay, thank you very much. I don't know about killing you, but that's it. Olubunmi is here, but I need to go out on a break right now. So I'm sorry, I cannot take your call. Let's speak after the news at 1. Okay, how about that? But I need to head out on a break right now. This is A Sunny Side. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. We're stuck together for the next 2 weeks. We're going to have great fun. Don't worry. Great conversations. Let's keep talking after the break. Don't go away.
Activate. We are radioactive on 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce.
Welcome back, 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is The Sunny Side. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. Thank you for joining me. I'm switching the conversation right now. Let's talk COVID-19 and the things that from which you draw the conclusion that something is fake. Okay. What are the things that determine, your conclusion about something being fake? We're going to start that conversation when I play you. Let me start from where? This audio. Let's start from here.
About the 5G. The 5G network. That's taking the people to a completely different spectrum. You know, some think, oh, there was 1G, then 2G, then 3G, then 4G, then 5G. It's not like that. It's not like that. If you really want to understand the huge difference between them, one of the best ways I can help you imagine is this. Imagine that in 4G, you were able, within a given space, to connect 10,000 devices in 4G. In 5G, within the same parameters, you can connect 3 million devices. I want you to look at the ratio of 10,000 to 3 million. And that's even talking about connectivity. But there's more. the possibilities are extraordinary. Lots of beautiful things. I'll call them all the fascinations of science become almost completely possible with 5G. So you say, Pastor Chris, so if that is so wonderful, why would you be against it? I'll tell you. We must remember, the Bible tells us, because sometimes some people wonder, shouldn't we go as far as we can? Yes, we can go as far as we can, but with caution. And I'll explain. God created us in His own image. God never uses His power to control our will. Think about this. God doesn't use His power to control your will. Instead, He comes to you with His love, even though He made you. Satan is a tyrant. God negotiates with you with His word. He shows you what is right from what is not right. Every time a man has had some power, he dominates other men. 5G is not the most we can do. We can go beyond 5G and even do more. If it takes them 10 million years, they will still be at it. They're not going to stop until they try to get there. They just keep going. Even if for their whole existence, they never get there. They will not be restrained. That's what he said. They will continue. So my point is, with the 5G, there's lots of beautiful things. But one of the things it does, which you need to know, it provides the capacity to have a new creation of man.
Nigeria Info. That video went viral last year. That was the pastor of the Love Embassy. That's the Christ Embassy, right? The Love Word. At the Global Day of Prayer. Talking about 5G, remember when COVID-19, the pandemic was at the very peak, I mean, in terms of fear that people had regarding 5G, regarding the vaccine and so on. He laid some claims about some things that have been said to be potentially harmful about ideas around the virus being planned. That's a the new strain of the COVID-19, of the coronavirus rather, the COVID-19 virus being planned and created by the deep state. And also saying that vaccines were a sinister means of administering nanochips to control people. Some of you still believe this, that when you take the vaccine, it will automatically control you, or you will be controlled by whatever power of science or tech. Okay. All right. So this is what he also said about the vaccine in specific.
Since I hear now, I can't understand how a minister of the gospel will be waiting for some vaccines to be the solution for the world. Where were your faith? We cannot make such recommendations. It is not our calling to make such recommendations. We cannot be used for that. As a minister of the gospel, you should not be used for that. How can you become a minister, a preacher of vaccines? What happened to you? Where is the word of God in your mouth? Do you realize that if you will believe in Christ and in the word of God, the way you believe in this vaccine, there'll be power in your mouth. He made us healers. What is wrong? What happened to you? When did we start making such kind of recommendations to God's people? God's people, for God's sake, think again. How can they send us to the churches to tell them, go take the vaccines? Listen, if I say to someone, you shall live and not die, that's it for him. Isn't that the Bible that you read? Isn't that the scripture that you read? Where is your God of Elijah, your God of Moses? Where is your God of Peter, James, and John? What is the matter with you?
Okay. That should get you thinking, so that when I come back from this break, we can talk about this. Don't go away. Okay, apparently I got some 2 more minutes so I can take in some calls. Now, at the end of March, Love World Television was fined in the UK. As a Christian broadcaster, Love World Television Network was found to have made a violation back in January. I guess they did a repeat of that televised program. It goes on and on. It's a full conversation and so on. So they were fined by the parallel. I mean, you could say that's the NBC of the UK, Ofcom. They fined them, the broadcaster, £125,000. £125,000. Let's talk about the things that determine how fake something is. Although you try to juxtapose this with your reality, you don't find any basis for it in your current reality or in your faith or in your belief system. When does something become fake? Is it when it contradicts your internal belief system, or when you find science explaining it, or when you just think that it is fake? That's our conversation on this half of the Sunny Side. You can join the conversation live right now on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. I'll read your comments when I return. Twitter is at Nigeria Info FM. Use the hashtag Nigeria Info SS. You can also tweet at me at Wemimo Sports on Twitter. We'll be back. Just let me take the break so I can settle in and take your calls when I come back. This is the Sunny Side. My name is Wemimo Adewuni Togowai. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. This is A Sunny Side. And I'm asking you, what are the things that form the basis for fake news? In those clips that I play to you, of course, the pastor, that's Pastor Chris Oyakhilome, as well as his members and so many other persons, probably including you listening right now, also believe that there's a lot more. I mean, during the lockdown, there were agitations around 5G. Interestingly, there are already conversations around 6G. So what are the things? How do you determine fake news? When you hear a lot of things and you don't know the facts for yourself, how do you self-determine the truth? And which rather is fake, which is also spilling into your decision to either take the vaccine or not. Most of you are taking those decisions based on the things you've heard or learned, and you've drawn your conclusions. So I'd like to understand what goes on in your mind, how you draw conclusions regarding what is fake news. 0700-993-993-993. For female callers, it's 01465-7190. Let's get started. Good afternoon.
Hello, Wemimo. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
This is Yonika. She's calling from Aja.
Welcome.
Thank you. I would like to say that for me to see something as fake or not being real, the trend with which it is being marketed.
Mm-hmm.
Give you an example.
Yeah.
If a car is being sold for maybe 15 million,
mm-hmm.
and people want to sell it to me at the rate of 5 million, will I not think it's a fake?
Either it's fake or the person just wants to give you at a subsidized cost, maybe.
Oh, well,
maybe the product itself is not fake. Maybe the product itself is not fake in that instance. Maybe the seller is the one who's questionable.
Yes. So right. What I'm trying to say in essence is the trend with which the COVID-19 and whatever they call it, the vaccine, the trend with which it's being marketed. Let's not forget about the pressure that is being mounted on people. During that 2020, a lot of things came up.
Mm-hmm.
Do that. So, putting all together, I think there is more to read than what we are being told.
But if you're talking about how much has been talked about and the vaccine, that's the same energy that was given to polio vaccines in Nigeria until.
I don't think so. I don't think so, because here in Nigeria, malaria, many people die of malaria, if you ask me. she goes to the rural areas, she will see people that are suffering a lot because of malaria. Nothing's being said about that.
I agree on that point. But you also know that COVID-19 is a new strain of the... Remember, there's always been a coronavirus, you know, but COVID-19 is a new strain. I remember that many people do not yet fully understand. I mean, scientists were just trying to understand the virus. So maybe that's what caused the hype.
Being that as it may, my own belief is that there is more to read than what we are being told. So time will tell. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Let's speak with Joseph, who's on the line from K2.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunnyside.
Thank you. Well, I thank you for your program, Knowledge and Truth, what is that?
Thank you. Thanks for calling. I'm glad you're able to join.
Yes, thank you very much. Yes, I, on the concept of what is true or what is fake, this has been my faith as a person. The concept of faith, I am a Christian and I listened to the video you played for the Pastor Chris and talk, but then the phone talk. Well, as far as I'm concerned, listening to that message, the portion you played, to me too, that's my belief about the issue of the fasting. That number one, see, the issue of us before the COVID-19 came and before the fasting issue came, there is a standard for healing for a believer. Everybody knows that. As far as a Christian, you know when you are one, you pray about it, you seek medical attention where necessary. Now, the fasting came. That should not be a cancellation of the existing internal protocol. I put the word internal because we all believe, as far as I'm a Christian, you believe in that. Even if you are not a Christian, there's something you believe that once you quit, it works for you. So now, that is the standard as a believer. Now, there are some people like myself, for like 15 years, before I became born again, I was virtually termed a sickler. But when I believe in Christ, I realized that for more than 15 years, not even paracetamol, no matter how stressful I am, once I'm arresting, that's all. So that is my faith. But bring that one to generality now. I shouldn't generalize as if once you are taking the vaccine, the mark of sickness or the mark of it's all this. I don't believe all those things. My faith is so strong that I believe I don't need it to survive.
So you believe for yourself personally, but you're saying that should not be a yardstick for everybody.
No, it shouldn't, because everybody is our level of faith given. So if my level of faith carries that I don't need it, if other sicknesses have not been part of my system for 15 years, I don't think God will just change overnight and change that. It's a matter of covenant work. I understood God today saying, I believe his word and it's working for me. Some other Christians who are weaker in faith should not be confused by our passive knowledge about God as ministers. Everybody should allow to grow his faith to the extent you can believe God yourself. I believe that without the fasting I cannot survive, that does not mean I'm going to hell or I'm not a Christian again or I don't believe God. That is the extent of my faith.
Thank you very much, Joseph. I get you rightly. Thank you so much for calling. I mean, he shares passionately about his faith. He says he used to be sickly, but since he started, quote unquote, using faith, he's not been sick. So he believes that will work well for him also concerning COVID-19. Well, hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, how are you?
I'm great, thank you. Want to tell me your name? Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Do you want to tell me your name?
Yes, Badmus from Ayobo.
Badmus?
Yes, from Ayobo.
Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Please, before I join the conversation, I have a question regarding the previous discussion. I don't know if you welcome that.
Let's do that quickly.
Okay, yeah. So the question for the formal discussion is that the discussion that you had about the government of Asseki, actually, I came late to the program, so I was unable to get the details of it. So I'll be glad if you can.
It's everywhere online. So the governor has alleged that the CBN printed 60 billion naira to augment the allocation to be distributed to the state for March. So that's pretty much it. And the CBN and the Minister of Finance say they don't know anything about it. So
that's a good.
Okay, you're gone. But let's stay with this conversation, okay? Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, Wemimo, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm great, thank you. And you?
Okay. Well, I just want to let you know that there's no yardstick in this country through which one can determine what is fake or what is original. In Nigeria, anything goes. So I want to take in...
Why is it there is no yardstick? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, what's your name? What's your name, by the way?
Pastor Chris Akilome just said. It is a level of faith that actually delivered individual in this country.
But I don't know if you can hear me.
I heard you very clear.
Okay, if you're saying that there's no yardstick to check, there are laboratories, for instance. If something is fake, NAFTAC even went a step further by putting a scratch, a number on drugs. You could scratch it, text the number to some number, and you can confirm if it's fake. So when you generally say there is no yardstick with which to measure if something is fake, I can't agree with you.
I just believe, beyond every argument, I just believe that time will tell. Time will tell. My name is Kingsley Bassey. Mm. Thank you.
Thank you, Kingsley, for calling me. Welcome to the Sunny Side. Good afternoon.
Hello, sir.
Yeah, welcome. What's your name?
Oh, I've been trying to get Nigeria Info for long. My name is I just thank God for one thing.
Uh-huh.
Please, people should help me find out where Comrade Akpan is. Please, thank God he shut up his mouth.
No, stop that, please. Stop that. We don't do that here. If you've been listening to Nigeria Info, you know that we don't do that here. We don't attack persons for whatever issue. Go settle your things privately. We don't do that on radio, not on Nigeria Info, okay? I appreciate you calling. Welcome to the Sunny Side. Okay, you might want to try again. Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, this is Wayaro from Ejibu.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, actually, for me, I believe... For a fact, so for somebody, something to be a fact, it must have, a process must be very verified.
Mm-hmm.
So if the process are not verified, that means there's no element of fact there. Mm-hmm. And the conclusion also must be cordial with the process. Now, based on what this guy said, as in the past time says,
mm-hmm.
is speculative. To me, there's no fact, there's no verification there.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't just... said that this could or this where you don't have any fact. There are no facts. It's a mere speculation.
Mm.
You can't just say anything that is. You can't just say that something is fact if it's being speculated.
Right.
That hello.
Yeah. So you believe that it must be tested by science. It must be measurable. You must be able to test and prove it.
Yes, it must be tested. Mm. It must be measurable. There must be a proof. There must be. Reasonably proved, as in psychologically proved. Even your brain should tell you that this, you have the starting to the beginning have connotation.
Mm. So have you been vaccinated against COVID-19 now?
No, I've not.
Why not?
No opportunity, because they should have a hospital that such thing has been done. But
there are hospitals, health centers. In fact, health centers. Health centers around you.
I don't think of vaccinating because I'm not having any symptoms of such.
Well, the idea of vaccination is for you not to even have the symptoms. You're supposed to vaccinate against the virus, not get vaccinated when you have the virus.
For now, I'm not thinking vaccinating for now.
But you started this conversation well by telling me how stuff should be proven scientifically, and that means that for you is a proof of truth.
Not that I'm against vaccination.
Uh-huh.
I'm not against vaccination, but I don't have any reason for vaccinating.
What is the why?
I don't have any reason for that. Yeah.
Why are Jebi people generally being vaccinated? Do you know why people are asked to be vaccinated?
Some people vaccinated just because they want to travel.
Scientists told you? The scientists that made the vaccines didn't tell you to just take it because you want to travel. They asked you to take it so that you don't get very sick from the COVID-19 virus.
All this while of COVID, I've not been sick. So
you have been living that you're not going to be sick at all.
My mind tells me that I'm like not going to see.
His mind tells him, speculative. You started by saying that you can't determine truth by being speculative, and you ended by speculating that you believe your mind tells you that you would not have COVID-19. Okay. Welcome to the sunny side.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon. John from Ibejulekwu.
Welcome, John.
Yeah, you see about this COVID of a thing and what Pastor Chris said. You know, when this thing was so much in the air, you know, what was like if everybody is going to contact it, I wanted to call, but I didn't have opportunity. There's something I want to know from this their vaccine. Other vaccines that have been produced, were they being televised on the air to let people know that I am taking this vaccine against what is it called? The thing that makes you going to get paralyzed.
Polio.
Or some polio.
There was media coverage of polio. Again, you know that polio also had, there was a height of it. There was a time when it was so rampant that a lot of kids were coming down with it until it gradually waned. Covered in the media, yes.
They now make it mandatory that every president, the governor, they will come and display that I want to take this vaccine. You see?
Trying to convince you that, nothing's going to happen to them if they take it.
Well, Nemo, there are a lot behind this COVID.
What's behind
COVID,
it?
Though. I believe there is COVID, though, but they have not really tell us the truth. The team that went to China to make the investigation, have they come up with anything?
Yes, they have, from the WHO. From the WHO, you mean?
Yes.
Oh, yes, they have. They have, weeks ago, like 3 weeks ago. And they concluded that the virus did not come from a laboratory, that it was most likely brought in from an animal, maybe from a bat, that then transferred to a secondary animal, and so on.
Hello, if that be the case, then the China now made it compulsory that if you don't take their own vaccine.
No. There was no time China said you must take their own vaccine.
That is what I heard.
Where did you hear it from?
On the radio.
Which radio? That if you don't hear it on Nigeria Info, always confirm on Nigeria Info.
Confirm it again. If you don't have the vaccine, you cannot come into a certain vaccine that they produce, their own vaccine, that AstraZeneca or what, is not accepted by them and all that, this vaccine. It was that one made in China.
No. Once you get vaccinated, you're vaccinated.
Is it?
Once you're vaccinated. It doesn't really matter which vaccine.
Okay, maybe they will still come up to comment on that. You see, I am waiting for them.
Okay.
Because for me, I have already made up my mind that I'm not going to take this vaccine of it.
All right. Thank you so much for calling. How do you determine the lines of what is fake news? When you're bombarded with various levels and shades of truth, how do you decide which is fake news? For yourself, I'm telling you, your personal yardstick for determining what is fake news. When you hear the facts and you hear the rumors and you hear the opinions, how do you decide for yourself what is fake news, especially regarding COVID-19 and vaccination? Welcome to the Sunny Side. Hello.
How are you?
I'm great, thank you. What's your name?
Mr. Frank from Ojo Alaba.
Welcome.
Let me start from this vaccine. Last week or last week or thereabouts, Germany, Canada, and France rejected that vaccine, called AstraZeneca. Are you hearing me?
Yes, please.
That Nigerians bring it and was celebrating it.
They did not reject the vaccine. Let me correct. How you placed it. I know where you're going, but the way you've placed it, there were reports of a
few.
You said it now. Chebi, we heard what you said.
Okay.
It's not just a thought now. You actually said it.
Okay. Are you allowing me to talk or do you want to talk with me?
I want to talk with you.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Yes,
ma'am. So they did not reject the vaccine. They paused vaccination while investigation was going on the few cases of blood clotting.
Did you know why they paused?
I just told you why.
No,
They said that it is blocked, that it causes blood blockage in the body.
That's what I just said. You didn't listen to me.
Okay. You are distracting me now. So, let me continue.
Okay.
And they said in Nigeria, if you take the vaccine, that should not stop you to stop wearing your face mask
mm-hmm.
or to give distance from other people.
Mm-hmm.
That does not mean that you cannot contact that so-called virus, mm-hmm. corona. That once you take your vaccine, that you have to keep distance and the face mask wearing. Are you getting me?
Mm-hmm.
And what is the essence of injecting it?
You know, as a well-thought person, that's a good thought. And that's a question that I've asked several times. And the response is to tell you that what the vaccination does to you is that you might get the virus, but you can't fall sick from the virus. So, No.
What do you mean by no? The truth. Why it might contact. But if it is real, once you take the vaccine, you will never in any way contact it if it was original.
But you know that's not possible now. The virus is in the air. The vaccine will not block your nose and your mouth. So the virus can still get in your body. It's like every other kind of vaccination. You can still catch it, but you will not fall sick from it. That's what vaccination, every kind of vaccination does.
When the original corona came,
which one was the original corona, Toriolong?
The first one. When there was lockdown and everywhere was on fire.
Uh-huh.
Go and wash your hand.
Uh-huh.
Wear your face mask.
Uh-huh.
Keep social distancing.
Uh-huh.
I did not contact it. I did not see anybody that contact it. Then the second one came. The third one, I don't know if the third one has come. I have not seen, and it has not gotten to my palace, and it will not come. And so, therefore, I don't think I will make out my holy body to these people. And again, these people that brings it, I did not trust them. Are you getting me?
Hmm.
I did not trust them at all.
You don't trust who? The makers of the vaccine or the Nigerian government?
The Nigerian government that brings it, I did not trust them. That is number one reason why I personally will not take it.
So you're telling me that summarily, whatever comes from the government for you, you categorize as fake?
Whatever that comes from this particular regime now that comes to me now is totally fake.
Wow.
Yes.
Thank you for calling. That was quite a conversation. Welcome to the Sunny Side. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I'm talking with Ernest.
Thank you for calling, Ernest.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, facts is not, they are not truths.
Mm-hmm.
Because facts are gotten where you have hypothesis, theory, and law. Then you have scientific facts. But when you come to truth, truth is anything that aligns with the word of God.
You almost confused me when you said fact is not truth. So you're saying that the truth for you is simply God's word. Everything outside of that is not truth?
Yes. Anything that does not have God backing, scripture backing, is not truth.
Oh. So how do you place this in regards to COVID-19 and vaccination?
Yes, COVID-19. It is not bad for people to vaccinate.
Mm-hmm.
If your faith cannot carry it, if you cannot totally trust in the Lord, then you can go and vaccinate. But if you have your total trust in the Lord will protect you.
Mm.
Are you hearing what I'm saying?
I'm with you.
Facts are not truth. Anybody missing it? That is why HIV is being cured today by God. Different diseases are being cured by God.
And you know, the thing that you have just said is the real reason Love World television was fined in the UK. I mean, by saying that, you heard that clip I played to you. Don't get vaccinated. We are Christians. We can't tell you to go get vaccinated. Just trust in God, you know, and so on.
Yes, even if they close the station, they don't close the man. They don't close his heaven. I hear me. At God's time, they open it again. As far as the man has faith, the faith will still carry him.
Hmm.
Nobody can subdue God.
Do we have more faith? I just need to know. Do you think that we have more faith in Nigeria than in other countries where people have died from the vaccine, from the virus rather?
Yes, Nigerians are coming up in faith. I hear me. They are coming up in faith compared with other countries. But if you check out most Nigerian pastors, they are doing well. God is using them. Seriously.
How about other countries? Where there are also Christians or people who are religious? What happened to them? God listens more to us in Nigeria than he does to them in the US, for instance?
Yes, listen, there is two different things now.
Uh-huh.
Religion and truth. Religion and God. Religion is not God. I hear me. So many people, they play religion, and why instead of them playing God, relating with God directly, they are playing religion. Religion is man-made doctrine. I know what I'm saying. So if you actually walk by truth, by believing the truth, because the Bible said, if by hearing the word, your faith cometh. So when you hear the word of God, you build your faith, nothing can ever approach you.
Thank you very much. Let me speak with Yinka, who's standing by from Ifakọ Jaye. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Wema.
Good afternoon, Yinka.
Fine, thank you. Please, I just want to commend you on your intervention in the first topic. You said it, so I don't want to waste much time on that.
Thank you.
But your question on how am I going to differentiate between false and truth?
Mm-hmm.
I think I can do so by testing. For instance, water is not flammable.
Mm-hmm.
And I can test it. You know, there are some other liquids that are flammable, like kerosene, like petroleum. The water is not flammable. I can test it to prove. So, and I can apply the same principle to other things.
Mm. Yeah, but it's a bit dangerous to apply that to COVID-19 because the tendency of falling very sick and dying from COVID-19 is high. So, how do you test whether taking the vaccine or not could lead to serious sickness or death?
But if I want to apply that to COVID-19,
mm-hmm.
There are symptoms for COVID-19. And we can test COVID-19 to determine if a person is a sufferer or not. So, I can test for COVID-19 through laboratory tests and what have you to know if the person is actually suffering from it.
Mm-hmm.
How to determine if COVID-19 is real or not. So I want to link this to what the pastor has said.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I count it as speculation, actually. And I don't know where the pastor is coming from because COVID-19 is both locked down. And I believe in this world, we cannot do with that. We can't do with the physical invention.
Mm-hmm.
As long as we are living in a physical world, we don't have to come out with, theories and hypotheses. I'm not saying that people cannot believe in what they believe in. As by living in physical world, there is nothing, scientific we cannot do without. We can't do without physical invention, especially when it's justified.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they complain about 4G, 5G, and 3G. As long as we're in this world, we can't do without transmission. Because this is what they use. If they want to broadcast from here, Nigerian pastor to UK and wherever, they use the same scientific intervention.
Mm-hmm.
To propagate their thing. But when it actually seems that it's affecting them, that's when they come up. And I think COVID-19 is not a new thing. It has been there before.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't expect people not to intervene. When our people are dying, you don't expect scientists to fold their hands because that is their field.
Yeah.
Are you getting my point now?
Absolutely.
So they have to intervene. I'm a BS holder and I work in the health department at the back, but I'm in livestock now. So
Yinka, I absolutely need to go on a break right now. I'll be right back.
All right.